आप हैं SBS हिंदी के साथ।
तो दोस्तों, कल भारत और इंग्लैंड के बीच सेमीफाइनल होना है, ऑस्ट्रेलिया और साउथ अफ्रीका के बीच सेमीफाइनल होना है, लेकिन बारिश ने, मौसम ने मजा बिगाड़ दिया है, सबको चिंतित कर दिया है। मेरे साथ ICC T20 के CEO निक हॉकली हैं बताने के लिए कि मैच होने की कितनी संभावनाएं हैं। निक, वेलकम टू SBS हिंदी।
थैंक यू फॉर हैविंग मी।
सो निक, व्हाट आर द चांसेस ऑफ हैविंग अ गेम?
वेल, आई थिंक व्हाट वी हैव सीन इज जस्ट द मोस्ट इनक्रेडिबल वर्ल्ड कप सो फार। अमेजिंग मैचेस, वेरी क्लोज गेम्स। आई थिंक द स्टैंडर्ड ऑफ क्रिकेट हैज बीन यू नो बेटर देन एवर, एंड वी हैव हैड वंडरफुल क्राउड्स कम आउट एंड सपोर्ट एट वेन्यूज राइट अराउंड द कंट्री। सो we are all just very, very hopeful that the weather holds. I'm in Sydney at the moment. I'm looking out. Whether rain was forecast for today and it hasn't materialized this afternoon. So we're very, very hopeful that we get cricket matches tomorrow. I think what we saw for the Big Bash final a couple of weeks ago was there was lots of rain around. And the Sydney Cricket Ground, the SCG, I mean, it's one of the best grounds in the world, and the way that drains is fantastic. So I think certainly if we get a break in the weather, then you know, we're very, very hopeful that we will see two fantastic semi-finals at the SCG tomorrow afternoon. As you say, India versus England at 3 o'clock, and then Australia versus South Africa at 7 o'clock.
So you are suggesting that people should not hold back and need not to cancel their plans?
Oh, I think you know, World Cups don't come around every day, and I think we should people should absolutely plan that the games are gonna take place and come down to the SCG in the afternoon, and you'll see two fantastic semi-finals. I think what there is the possibility and the opportunity to play a shortened match. So for the semi-finals, a 10-over a side match constitutes a game. So certainly the ground staff, the officials, we will be doing absolutely everything we possibly can to make sure that we get two great semi-finals in tomorrow.
But Nick, everyone is wondering why there is no reserve day for such an important event.
Well, the reason for that is because it's a very condensed, very short, sharp tournament. The matches come thick and fast, and the window in the calendar is such that there's a reserve day for the final, but not for the other matches. And certainly that is part of the playing conditions that were approved by all the teams and published ahead of the tournament. So, you know, we have to respect the playing conditions. And so that was something that was certainly well known in advance of the tournament.
And if it rains, that would mean India is through to the finals without playing, which might be very good news for Indian fans, but isn't it a kind of anticlimax?
Well, we hope it doesn't come to that. As I say, we will be doing absolutely everything we can to make sure that cricket is played. But as you rightly point out, certainly in Pool A, India finished top of Pool A, and the playing conditions, the regulations state that in the event the very unfortunate event that a match is abandoned due to rain, then the team that finishes higher in the group automatically proceeds to the final. But as I say, we're all hoping that it's all dependent on cricket and performance. Certainly that's what all the players want. That's what all the fans want. You know, at the moment we're planning for, as I say, two great semi-finals. And we just really, really hope and pray that the weather holds.
Well, I would also like to know your opinion, how the World Cup has been so far.
I think, look, as we say, so far, we've got a big couple of days to go with the semi-finals and the final. But I think so far, if anything, it's absolutely surpassed our expectations. We always knew that, you know, the T20 in 2020 in Australia could be a moment that really raises the bar, and I think we've seen that. So at every ground we've played, we've had the highest attendance for a women's cricket match. We've seen the media, the way the media has covered the games has been just fantastic. The pictures on television, and the response we've had from around the world has been great. I think, you know, already this is the most viewed ICC event on digital, women's or men's. And so, you know, I think, as I say, with a couple of really big days to go, we're just absolutely thrilled with the way it's gone so far.
So still fingers crossed for the biggest ever crowd in Melbourne?
Absolutely. So thankfully the weather forecast in Melbourne is glorious. Absolutely glorious. And no, the team are very busy. We're getting prepared for the final. We're also getting prepared to welcome Katy Perry for her performance. And we announced last week that we, you know, at the halfway point of the tournament, we'd already sold over 50,000 tickets to the final. So there are still tickets available. We'd encourage everyone to jump online in Melbourne at t20worldcup.com. Regardless of what team you support, it's going to be just a magnificent occasion on International Women's Day.
Well, all the best, and let's hope for a cricket match tomorrow, Nick.
Absolutely. Fingers crossed.
Thank you so much.
Okay, cheers.
आपका समुदाय आपकी बातें SBS हिंदी. ऐसी ही और कहानियां सुनना चाहते हैं? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify या फिर जहां आप podcast सुनते हैं वहां हम हैं.